flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back live at the Amerant Bank Arena, Panthers and LA Kings tonight. Our broadcast today from the Amerant Bank Arena is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drinks. Refresh your energy with zero sugar, essential vitamins, and proven ingredients. I know you're going to be up in a big highfalutin suite tonight at the Panthers game. Maybe I'll meander on over to the Celsius suite and enjoy some of that sweet life myself.
My man Chaz, where
only one. Yeah, yeah. What are you going to be doing? You're going to be regaling people with your hockey knowledge in the suite?
No, glad handing and telling old stories. Probably all the ones y'all have heard. Yeah. They might not have heard them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Good gig if you can get it. Panthers tonight. So the radio lineup tonight, the Heat game is here on 560 QAM. The Hurricanes basketball game is on 790 AM. And the Panthers game tonight can be heard on 96.5 FM HD2. Let's get a little cat talk. Start out the 3 o'clock hour. Solana?
Cat Talk is brought to you.
Go ahead, Jimmy. Do it, Jimmy.
Rawr! Jimmy, God, we don't want you.
No, make it like more like a
meow. Meow.
Yeah, there you go. Lean into it.
It's very uncomfortable to be next to somebody meowing in a studio.
Lean into it.
Cat Talk is sponsored by Hollywood Kia for now. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. I'm joking, Hollywood Kia, great friends of mine. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com, for all their amazing new deals.
A group of Panthers is called Claw of Panthers.
Is that true?
I just looked it up.
A claw?
A claw of Panthers.
Had no idea.
Jimmy's not in my claw.
Understood. Yeah. Squad up, Jimmy.
Nope. No squad your way. Yeah.
I just posted a video on Instagram. Crowder is drinking a Fanta Pina Colada.
It's delicious. Pineapple, it's coconut.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the pina colada. Yeah, I'm familiar with the ingredients.
It's very good. It was 99 cents.
What do we have for Cat Talk, Solana?
Now I'm just researching the difference between a panther and a bobcat and a jaguar. Mm. Like, what are the difference between all the big cats, you know?
They're different species.
Do we have bobcats and jaguars in Florida?
We got bobcats.
We do?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we have jaguars. We have panthers. We don't have jaguars.
Well, no. Jacksonville Jaguars. We must.
Oh, in South Florida.
No, in Florida.
Yeah, maybe. Might be.
Why would they be called the Jaguars?
I don't know.
Yeah. See, this is interesting. The panther isn't a separate species. They are simply black jaguars or black leopards.
I don't like how you say black. You say it too hard and disrespectful.
Panthers are only black?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep. I knew that. Like Black Panther.
But I thought that would be a special type of panther.
Thought there was White Panther? That wouldn't make a good
movie. Well, I mean, there was Anthony Duclair. And
White Panther would be Chris Hemsworth. Like, we can't.
No. But I didn't know why call him Black Panther then if all panthers are black. Just call him Panther. Just almost seems redundant.
That's good. Striped zebra.
Bingo. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Huh. Mm.
The black coat is inherited via a gene.
Well, yeah, obviously.
That's all you got?
Aren't all characteristics inherited by a gene? I don't think you don't line up at a store.
The white coat is from spray paint. No, it's not.
The white coat is from Burlington.
This is shocking. I mean, there is no such thing as a panther. A panther is just a black jaguar or a black leopard. Like that. I thought panther was its own species.
I thought so as well. So you're telling me if I saw a panther in the wild, that is akin to a jaguar?
Hmm. Or a leopard. I've seen them. I saw one time, but it was
a panther.
Out in Green Glades West with Ron Bergeron.
I wouldn't go near one of those.
It was tiny.
Really?
Yeah. There's bobcats in my neighborhood.
Really?
It's like a little natural reserve across the street.
But they're nasty, aren't they?
But they're little and they got big heads.
But they have big teeth, don't they?
They're really scary.
No?
They're scary little jokers.
So why does the Florida Panthers logo have a tan, or I guess brown, panther?
Well, I'm going to ask Plagans for sure. Yeah.
Gentrification. And to make this panther acceptable.
We're sure this is right, Solana?
I don't know. I don't know where his research is.
I'm not sure.
Are all panthers black in color? No. This is from AI. Allen Iverson texting me. No, not all panthers are black. The term black panther refers to a color morph of leopards and jaguars that have a genetic mutation called melanism, which causes their fur to appear black.
So there's tan panthers.
Right, okay.
I don't think there is.
There is. No, now that I'm thinking about it, there is tan panthers.
You're saying that, but I'm on bigcatconversations.com. Panthers explained.
Yeah, that's the one to go to, bigcatconversations.com.
I believe that website's blocked by the company. You're using a VPN or something? Because it's about to get saucy in there, Jimmy.
Send me some pictures of the Big Cat Conversation.
Panther, according to bigcatconversations.com, is a general word. It does not refer to a species of wild cat, Panther is most commonly used to describe three different types of cats
also,
in the wild.
Also, we now know what his personal matter was.
He had a big cat conversation.
He was having a big cat conversation.
Look at all these panthers that aren't black.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're looking at leopards with a lack of melanin. I mean,
Florida panthers at sunset. Panthers at sunset. Louisiana sportsman panthers. Tan panthers.
But listen to what I'm telling you. Like, panthers are you. The word panther is just a general term to describe separate or different types of species of big cats: leopards, jaguars, mountain lions, cougars. So the term panther is just a general term. So when you Google panther, it's just showing you different types of cats.
Nah, I don't think so. Because a texter says Solana's 1,000,000% wrong. So yeah. I'll go with him.
I'm looking now at Wikipedia. The picture is this panther.
You can literally look up, is every panther black? And the answer is no, 1,000,000 times over. So, yeah, that's faulty information. Let's get headlines now. That was your cat talk. Let's get headlines with Solana, and we'll pick and choose which parts are true and which parts are false. And spoiler alert, when he gets to Ricky Nolasco pitching tonight, generally not true.
Wrong.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Yeah, I'm in a whirlwind here, and I'm telling you guys, I'm 100% right. The term panther comes from the genus Panthera, which is a family, which is within the family Felidae.
The genus Panthera.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you. I mean,
you know what? Steven, our old associate producer, Steven's texting me. You went to FIU. They were the Golden Panthers.
Huh.
Bro, like, just
your alma mater.
Just type in panther, and you'll see there's a bunch of tan panthers.
Right, but you're not. You're looking at a different animal that's just being categorized as a panther. That's all I'm saying.
Florida panthers, habit, diet, Britopenia, Wikipedia. Well,
what genus? What genus?
Panthera.
Mm-hmm. Told you.
All right, give us some headlines, Solana.
The problem is you guys can't handle the truth, you know?
It didn't sound right from the moment you said it, and it's been proven that it's not right.
The Miami Heat, they play tonight. True or false?
I don't know anymore.
They have the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight, 7:30 p.m. Jimmy Butler, of course, suspended for the Heat.
He posted a video recently, last hour or so, on Instagram of his credit card being denied and the person saying, "You have no job." He's leaning into it.
It's childish.
It's a little childish.
Do you think the organization is fond of Kevin Love and his new love for memes?
Yeah, so I was thinking about that. I can't imagine. I almost feel like Pat Riley wants to give the speech to Kevin Love that he gave to Jimmy Butler after last season, which is, hey, how about you lay off the commentary if you're not out on the court?
Yes.
You know, like, what role has Kevin Love like, I don't know what this role is that he's kind of evolved into, Solana. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is that Kevin Love says all the right things when he's in front of cameras.
Yes.
I want to be in any role Spo needs me. If that's at the end of the bench as a 12th man, I'm that guy. If that's starting, I'm that guy. Like, he says all the right things. And, Hawk, I'm telling you, the other day against Orlando, the Heat, when they go down 14, they call timeout. First one off the bench to give everybody high fives, Kevin Love. Like, he's playing the Udonis Haslem captain role, veteran presence in the locker room, keeping everybody together. But then he goes on social media an hour after the game and he's tagging Jimmy Butler in like a meme that low-key is making fun of Pat Riley and the Miami Heat.
I happen to like Kevin Love a lot. I think he's been a really good addition to the Heat, and I do like his presence out there. But you said, are the Heat thrilled with what he's doing? And I can't imagine that they are.
No.
They weren't thrilled with Jimmy Butler commenting on things when he wasn't out there playing. How on earth can they be thrilled with Kevin Love turning this into, like, he's shining a spotlight on something that they want to go away?
Yeah.
Kevin Love is on his way out.
Yeah, he's just having fun.
He's just having fun. And Jimmy's his friend.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm going to mess with my friend, joke around my friend. But Kevin Love never plays again for the Heat. It doesn't change the record of the end of the season. Kevin Love? He looks about 50.
I know. I think he's younger than we think that he is, though.
He's 36.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
He lived a hard life.
Is he younger than Kevin Durant?
KD, because LeBron's 42, 41.
That's another new game that we could play. Is he younger than Kevin Durant? Or is he older than Kevin Love?
Hey, white dude, though.
They're the same age.
They're the same age?
Correct.
Huh.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, what'd you say, black don't crack? I don't know what I thought I heard Jimmy say.
A lot of people calling me stupid for finding out facts about Florida Panthers none of us knew. But, you know, go ahead, Texers.
Well, can you call them facts if they're untrue?
You were wrong.
I don't know if I'm wrong. I don't. Mm.
Solana, there's no Panther other than a Black Panther.
Do you still have Ron McGill's number, Hawk?
I do.
You want
Solana, there's no way. It's impossible.
I haven't texted him in 10 years. Should I just text him out of the blue, are Panthers only black?
From the genus Pantera. Get your ass out of here.
The Florida Panthers, funny enough, are in action against the LA Kings.
Somebody tweets at us. Sorry, I don't have the text line, but you're 1,000% jackass if you think all Panthers are black.
That's not my take. I want to state this very clearly. My take is not that all Panthers are black. My take is that several different big cats, depending on where they're from, depending on their region, have different names, and they're all categorized under the term Panther. But there isn't like a specific animal that is a panther. But jaguars,
there is,
cougars, leopards, mountain lions, black panthers, they're all categorized as panthers.
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
Cougars versus panthers. Leopards versus panthers. To be versed, they can't be the same thing.
Okay.
Speaking of, as long as we're talking about the animal kingdom, have you seen the video of this fish who attacked the mermaid in the tank? You know how they have these aquariums and they'll have a woman dressed as a mermaid?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a sturgeon up until now. This happened today. Did you see this video?
No, it got after.
Yeah, did you know sturgeons would go after people?
Boy, he sucked up a whole head.
Right? He bit her whole head. Has anyone seen this video? It's wild.
Yeah,
the sturgeon just eats her head.
It's funny because it's the same video they had on BigCatConversations.com.
You know how I love sturgeon during the high holidays.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Don't
Very
go down and get
fish.
One.
Well, obviously, now I know why it's expensive. They feast on mermaid. Rarest of
mermaid meat.
Bro, that's crazy.
All right, anything else, Solana?
That's crazy because, like, his mouth, the sturgeon's mouth opens, and then the jaws come from the inside. I mean, it literally took her whole head.
What happened?
The mouth opens.
The jaws come from the inside.
The jaws come from the inside.
I don't know, but.
He's still watching Big
Look
Cat
at the video, man.
You mean the teeth?
There's a whole community of people that dress up as mermaids on TikTok, by the way.
Oh, really?
Weird stuff, man.
Huh.
Like they want to be mermaids. You guys haven't seen that?
Your algorithm is so weird because he sends me stuff. I cannot understand why he finds this appealing. He sends me stuff that he loves. No, it's not mermaid stuff. It's the weirdest crap you've ever seen. And he just is littered with these videos. I do not get it.
You don't like RJ?
You like mermaid action?
Bro.
Do mermaids have pieces?
I don't think so.
I've never seen them.
I mean...
That's
I guess because a fish must, right?
But they're built different than the fish.
Mm. Well, they're half fish.
But is their backside fish? How do they make babies?
They don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's why there's very few mermaids.
It's got to be tough.
Well, I think we settled a lot this segment.
I believe we did. I really am. I feel good about what transpired.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-60s. That is your weather.
Rob Pizzola is going to join us in the next segment. Talk a little sports gambling with him.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Don't go anywhere. We will continue talking about things we don't know anything about.
Hawk and Crowder.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Rob Pizzola is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a professional sports gambler in the great nation of Canada. And he comes to us courtesy of Forward Progress, which is part of the Hammer Betting Network. Forward Progress produces daily NFL betting content to keep you informed and help you get a step up on the books. I don't know if you're aware, there's one pro football game left this season.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out Forward Progress on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I mean, I had to shovel a lot of snow today, but aside from that, all good.
Oh, You don't have a service or something?
I lied a little bit. I broke out the snowblower. I didn't really shovel it myself. I wanted to make it seem like I did more hard labor than I did. But the snowblower has been life-changing. And I like to get outside and like pretend like I'm doing, like, you know, contributing to this family of me and my wife, right? I put out the garbage. I snowblow the driveway. Those are like my main tasks. I can't hire someone to do those or else... You know, she's going to clue in that I'm not doing anything.
And Rob, like, well, do you snowblow because you have to do something, go somewhere, or is just the husband duties? Because, hell, leave it alone if you don't got to leave the house.
That's a good point.
Yeah, she had to leave the house this morning, which so I had to get up and do that. Or else you're right. It just seems like a waste of time. You know, you wait for the sun to come out over the course of the day. It melts things a little bit. But you know what? I kind of enjoy it. It's really weird. Maybe for like 5 minutes, and then I get sick of it when I'm cold. But I like
everybody's
I like
got
it
their
in my
thing.
Mind.
I like grocery shopping. I love walking up and down every aisle. I love that. I just
spending money.
I find it relaxing for whatever reason. The way that Rob is talking about snow blowing,
yeah.
I'm imagining is the same way that I enjoy walking up and down the food aisles. It's a little moment of solitude. You get to clear your head.
Yeah, it's like meditation almost. You know, you're out there and it's you and your own thoughts. And for you, Mark, you're probably thinking about, you know, what parlays you're going to put in when you get back home afterwards and stuff like that.
Always. You know? Always on my mind.
Oh, like fishing. I do that fishing.
Right. Solana does it in the sauna.
Yeah, with Big Grease Man.
I'll be in the snow tomorrow, Rob. I'm going to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Have any recommendations for me? Any tips?
Can't say that I do. I've been to Tennessee once. It was in the middle of the summer for a mini golf tournament, actually, oddly enough.
Don't get me started.
Spot.
That's a ridiculous. I mean, that's ridiculous. A mini golf tournament.
Well, I mean, I was invited as an influencer, you would say.
Oh,
There was a professional putting league called the World Putting League, and yeah, I got to play in some tournaments.
I didn't know you were going to Gatlinburg, Solana. I knew you were going out of town. I didn't realize you were going to Gatlinburg. I've been there before.
Have you?
Yep. They have a lot of beef jerky.
For teenage boys.
They have a lot of beef jerky stores.
Mm.
You been there?
Mm. Yeah, when I was a teenage boy.
Yeah. It's like a very, it's made for tourists.
Mm. Yeah. They have the little thing.
We brought DJ.
Over top. It's for kids. I don't know why this grown-ass man is going with his friends, but it's for children.
That's the one guy from the sauna. He's not going with a bunch of friends. It's the it's a little getaway from the sauna guy.
Rob, my plan is never to leave the cabin and just upper deckies until I pass out.
What?
Where I'm from, an upper decker is a very different thing.
I think that's
you're
a sauna term.
Yeah, I don't upper deckies. I'm not familiar with that.
I don't know.
That's things that, like, you know, when you're in high school, you do to someone else's toilet. It would be an upper decker.
So we don't have much in the way of gambling to talk about with Pizzola, but there is a Panthers-Kings game tonight. It's why we're here. Panthers, last I saw, -145 favorite, or -1.5 on the goal line at +160. You have any play for us tonight?
Yeah, I do, but you're not going to like it. I'll tell you that. I bet the under in Panthers-Kings.
I could never bet an under as long as I live in hockey.
Yeah, I am really concerned that at some point the Panthers are going to flick a switch offensively. It looked like that was going to happen against the Sharks when they scored 7, then they followed that up with 1 against the Golden Knights. But you look at Florida in the last month, and it's not like they're not generating chances. They're just not scoring. Guys like Sam Bennett, 2 goals in the last month. Matthew Tkachuk, 2 goals. Barkov, 1 goal. So it's been a struggle for these guys, even though they're still generating. The problem is, and in this particular matchup, you got 2 of what I would consider to be the best 5 teams in hockey at suppressing shots. So the Kings are really good at this. They play what I call low event hockey. You don't see a lot of shots in their games. You don't see a lot of shots on, not even shots on goal, like Corsi attempts, shots that miss the net. And the Panthers are actually 2nd in the league in allowing Corsi per 60. They've been really good as well. We saw the matchup a week ago, 2-1 final, low event hockey. I'm riding the under with the Panthers and the Kings tonight. Not exactly what you were looking for, Hawk, but I think that's a good value bet.
And, Rob, we were talking about you coming earlier, and I wanted to ask, like, because I'm a football-basketball guy, but now it's, like, football is one more game. We talked about it. We know it's the Super Bowl. Should I just, like, because now I have the itch, too, because I was going football and I was betting every night or betting every weekend. Should I go and look at table tennis? Should I mess around with hockey? Like, is that something good to do as a gambler?
All right. This is a very loaded question you're asking me here, Crowder. Table tennis is a very small market. You probably have a much better chance to win betting table tennis than you would betting the NFL or the NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL. Limits are way lower. The lines are way softer. So actually, yes. I mean, if you want to find some stuff that's off the radar to bet on, it's probably a better bet.
How do they find a line maker for Azerbaijani table tennis? Like, I don't understand. Like, how do they set that line?
They really don't, is the real answer. So I have actually some experience in this before, but you would traditionally have some sort of trader who works for the sports book that follows the league. I don't even want to say closely, but like loosely enough to have a general idea in their head of what they should set the line at. And then they'll put it out. But they'll put it out with a very low limit. Table tennis, lots of books will post that for like $100 limit. And then they'll take a bunch of bets on it, and they know where those bets are coming from. So they can see every single bet that comes in. And if a bunch of sharp guys in table tennis are betting one side, then they'll move the line, and then they'll increase the limits to maybe $200. This is a process that's called price discovery. It actually happens for every sport. But the real answer, Mark, is the odds makers don't know anything in the early going. They're just putting something out there to get a little bit of action on the event, and then they're going to move based off of the action that they get. And a lot of times with sports like table tennis, the limits aren't high enough to get, you know, the pros excited about betting table tennis, or you know, they could, it could cause you to lose accounts. So for me, for example, I could spend a lot of time modeling out table tennis, but one, I can't get that much money down on it. And two, even if I am, I'm probably going to get all those accounts cut and it's not worth it for me. So that's
but
why I would say
you could find an edge if you wanted to, because it is so loosely followed. So you could find the edge. It's, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face or whatever by the end result, but you could find, like, that's what gamblers are looking for in the long run, but you need the limits to be high enough that it makes it worth your time.
100%. And for different people, that's going to be different limits. I have a good friend of mine that made a lot of money betting on chess over the course of 8 months. Literally just started handicapping and modeling out chess, and sportsbooks offer lines on chess, believe it or not. And he was able to take them to the cleaners for a while. So those are good spots. Like if you're a recreational bettor, or let's say you're starting to become sharp, but you're not at the top of the totem pole just yet, those are the markets to go after. And maybe it doesn't have to be obscure sports. It could even be like obscure props within a sport that you like. There's stuff like, you know, first team to score first player to score a basket in the NBA, that, you know, there's not a lot of people that are betting that type of market. It's offered. It can be modeled or handicapped a little bit better. And those are the types of things that the more recreational bettor should be looking at, rather than I'm going to go bet the Super Bowl line. You know, the Super Bowl right now, if I wanted to bet the side in the game, I could get $200,000 per click on it. Like, it's a very efficient market. The odds are the odds. Like, the sportsbooks are really comfortable in taking action on that game. But if I want to go bet the first basket in an NBA game, I can maybe get $50 at a sportsbook. They're not confident in that. Those are the markets that you want to attack.
Is there a sharp lean yet on the Super Bowl, or it's too early?
I think you'll get two-way action on this game, as you do with most Super Bowls. Personally, I'm going to bet this recreationally. I'll bet an amount of money that I have a sweat on the game, but I'll very likely have a Chiefs ticket for the Super Bowl. It's kind of a similar handicap to the Bills last week, where you just have one quarterback who is historically good at winning close games. And you can give me all the reasons why the Eagles are a very complete team, and they are, but this is what the Chiefs do. The playoffs come, you know, you get the Andy Reid plays, as I call them, the ones you don't see in the regular season. You get the Steve Spagnuolo, you know, blitzes, disguised blitzes that you don't see in the regular season, and they become a very different team. So anything can happen, obviously. I mean, you have one team that's a 1.5-point favorite. It's very close to a coin flip. But I would lean towards the Chiefs.
But will you handicap it the way you do a lot of your bets? Or are you at a point in this game where you've seen it all season, you know what the line is, you're like, I can't put hours worth of research into this, because the way I said it to Crowder and Solana earlier was, I'm betting KC because I'm not betting against Michael Jordan. I've seen during the season, I keep going, oh, maybe he's done with, he doesn't have as good a team as he used to have. I'm not betting against Michael Jordan until Michael Jordan stops being Michael Jordan. So are you even going to put a ton of research into the and I'm talking about just the game line. I'm not talking about all the prop bets, which I know you'll research.
Right. So for me, everything starts with math, right? So I model the NFL and every sport I bet, the NHL, and everything I bet starts with a mathematical background. So I make a number on a game. And for me, I make KC roughly -2 in this game. If it was a regular season game, I would never bet, you know, -1.5 on a team that I make -2. It's just that's not enough to really overcome the vig in the long
run. How much is enough, by the way, when you set a line and then you see the line? I mean, does it need to be a full point? Does it need to be 2 points?
I don't like to think in terms of points, because not all points are created equal, right? The difference between 3 and 3.5 in an NFL game is not the same as 1 and 1.5, because so many games will land 3. So it's a percent. I'm usually looking for a 2% edge. That's what I'm looking for. But I'll play below that every now and then. But to me, it just starts with math, and then I go from there. Yeah, and like I said, like I wouldn't be betting this if it was a regular season game. There's no chance, but it's the Super Bowl, and I want to have fun as well. And I'm literally going to have, you know, 50 to 100 prop bets on the game, where I'm watching the game and I don't even know what I'm rooting for on play. Like, this happens to me every Super Bowl. It's a big play. I'm like, I don't know if that's good. I don't know if that's bad. That's my experience. But that's the fun of Super Bowl week, is you get so many markets that you don't get in the regular season or even in other playoff games. Like, you just get an insane amount of markets, and different sports books post different props. That to me is the most fun. So over the course of the next, it started earlier this morning, and over the course of the next 3 or 4 days, I'm really going to start to load up on some prop positions. And yeah, hopefully it's a winning Super Bowl, but you never know. It could be up or down.
And by the way, you should follow Rob Pizzola on Twitter, because he really, I watched your post today. I mean, he takes down the books now. You've come out swinging. I've noticed this towards the end of the football season. I mean, you really are, you're giving info that others don't have, and you're doing it with reckless abandon, and I applaud you.
You know what? I started this like satirical series on Twitter a couple of
weeks ago.
How many
people do you think get it? How many people do you think get it?
So I don't know, but that's why I have to respond to my original video every time, saying, like, for those that don't know, this is satire. Because
it is?
This is what I was going to get at, but it's like Solana's demographic, right? This is, if you go on TikTok and you watch sports betting videos nowadays, the stuff I've seen on TikTok is insane, right? Numerology is a big thing. That's like, you know, and I've gone through all of that stuff, but yeah, it's pretty crazy nowadays what people will believe. I will say, I was one of those guys back in the day, right? Like, I tell people this story all the time. I think it was 2004 Major League Baseball playoffs, but I bet the Yankees went up on the Red Sox 3-0 in the AL Championship Series, and I kept betting against the Red Sox because I actually believed in the curse of the Bambino. Like, I'm not joking. I was like 18 years old, and right, I literally thought, this team is cursed. They cannot win. They're not going to win. So the Yankees lost game 4. I double my bet on game 5. Then the Red Sox come back. They win the series 4-3. They go to the World Series where I believe they played the Cardinals that year. And I'm telling myself the same thing. I'm like, there's no chance the Red Sox are going to win this World Series. It's like a 100-year-old curse. It's not going to happen. So I get it. But now I can kind of look back on that, and I can kind of laugh. And yeah, I do post a lot of satirical videos to Twitter.
I get
Twitter
such
nowadays.
A kick out of that, man, because he's so, you know, he does it exactly the way these people do it. You know, he's like, is anyone around you? Because let me give you this info. And it's just, but my favorite kinds of jokes and bits like that are the kinds that 5% of the people are going to get. Yeah. And the rest are just going to be, you know.
I think me and you, Mark, we share like the same sentiment when it comes to I love dry humor. I'm a big, big fan of dry humor.
Norm MacDonald from Canada. You probably love Norm.
Norm is one of my favorites ever. Rest in peace to Norm. But like, he was so, so good. His delivery was great. And it's not like I'm a comedian or anything like that. I'm trying to make these funny, but I go for a very dry type of, and the people who get it and they laugh. And then there's other people who unfortunately won't get it, and they think it's real. And I'm like, I have to respond to people and be like, no, this is not real. But I actually really enjoy doing that.
That's so excellent.
Oh, not no Norm MacDonald.
You know Norm MacDonald. He's great.
Yeah.
So perfect dry sense of humor, though.
So AJ Brown mortgage bet, you're saying was a joke.
All I'm saying, Solana, is that this is information that the sports books, they don't want you to know. I called up my reps at sports books, and they said, Rob, you can't put this out to the public. They don't
the want you best to delivery, the way he delivers it, because he has a really good dry delivery. Like, it's so believable the way he does it. I get such a kick out of watching these videos. Follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Check out the Hammer Betting Network and Forward Progress. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can check out Forward Progress on YouTube or anywhere else. Follow Rob on Twitter too, at Rob Pizzola. Thank you as always, Rob. We enjoy that.
All right, guys, enjoy the Panthers game tonight.
There you go. We will talk some Panthers in the next hour as well. Doug Plagans is going to stop by here at our little broadcast table.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Why not take all the garbage on Earth, drop it into volcanoes?
Hawk and Crowder.